time now for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by Wright and Philippus. And our guest is Dr. Lisa Jones-Ficker, clinical psychologist at Wayne State University. And Dr. Ficker is coordinating the LIFE Project, L-I-F-H-E, stands for Lifespan Investigation of Family Health and Environment.
Woo!
That's a mouthful, isn't it? It educates grandparents on raising grandchildren, as well as a research effort to understand the challenges and needs of both the grandparents and the grandchildren in this unique situation. If you have any questions for Dr. Ficker, feel free to call us at 248-557-3300. Dr. Ficker, good morning and welcome. Take that microphone, yeah.
Good morning.
Yes. I don't know why we didn't have that microphone sitting there where it belonged. It sounds like an interesting program, and this is being done through the IOG, is it?
Yes. Coordinating with the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute for Children and Families.
All right.
So it's a joint project.
They do a lot of things together now, don't they?
Yes, we do.
As a matter of fact, Dr. Lichtenberg, Peter, is running Skillman, isn't he?
Yes, he's directing both institutes.
Both institutions. He's a busy guy.
He really is.
May I call you Lisa, or would you prefer Dr. Ficker?
Either one.
I just don't like
yes.
to be... I'm not the formal type, Lisa.
Go ahead and call me Lisa.
I'll go with the Lisa. Now, why has there been such a dramatic rise in grandparents having to take care of grandchildren?
Well, one thing that's happening is that our economy is forcing a lot of parents into unemployment and even homelessness. And so that's affecting the number of parents who are unable to take care of their children, so they ask their parents to help them out. Another thing that's happening is that the rates of substance abuse and addiction have really risen, and that may be partly due to the stress of the current economic situation also, but the authorities have been more willing in the last 10 or 15 years to arrest and incarcerate women for drug use offenses, and this is affecting families in this way.
Oh, it would, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that there can be a variety of reasons for why, but they're all getting more prevalent now, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Because of the economy. And how much of a rise in the drug abuse and criminal activity has there been? I thought we were getting that under control.
I think that we are getting it under control nationwide,
okay.
But in Detroit, the numbers are still quite high.
Yeah. Well, that's because of the economic situation.
And the other thing is that what people don't realize is that drug abuse tends to also go hand in hand with other mental illnesses and often physical illnesses. As people try to deal with chronic pain, they may start to abuse opiates and then they get caught up. And it overwhelms them, and they end up becoming really ill and unable to care for their children.
Well, these are problems. We've had these problems since time began.
We have. And luckily, we've also had grandmothers who are willing to step in and help raise their grandchildren.
Well, now, how does becoming a primary caregiver to the grandchildren affect the members of the family? And that's both the grandparents and the kids.
Yes. Well, we've talked to quite a few grandparents in local grandparent support groups, and they've been telling us that there's a lot of jealousy from the other grandchildren in the family. Typically, grandchildren will be their role in the family is to spoil the grandchild and to indulge them and arrange special outings. But when a grandmother has a grandchild full time, they can't be that and the grandchild's parent. So they end up spending less time with their other grandchildren, or the grandchild who's living with grandma sees grandma giving presents and maybe spoiling the other grandchildren and feels jealous also. So it can be difficult. And it can also create a lot of conflicts with the parents, particularly because many parents, even if they are incapacitated in some way, still want to participate in the bringing up of the kids, and often there's a generational difference between what grandma thinks is appropriate and what parents think is appropriate.
I would say almost always
universal.
pretty much. So that can lead to a lot of overwhelm on the part of the grandparent. She can be feeling that she's isolated from her age peers because she's having to spend so much time parenting.
Yeah. It changes her life entirely.
She may not have been expecting this. She's expecting to enjoy her golden years, and now she's having to take on the role of a parent. And most grandparents who take on this responsibility have it for at least 5 years.
I was going to ask you how long this goes on, because if it's a temporary thing, 6 months or even a year, you can kind of swallow hard and smile and get with it. But when it goes on for 5 or 6 years or more, you really got to... Well, you've just changed your life.
You've changed your entire lifestyle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can be even very difficult if a grandparent is married. On their marriage, it can be tough.
Yes, it could be.
The one thing that we know that is really a problem is when grandparents don't have clear legal custody. So thing we're encouraging grandparents to do is get some kind of guardianship, whether it's temporary or even a power of attorney, so that they can take the child to the doctor, take the child to mental health services.
Yeah. They not only have to have the power of attorney, but they have to have a power of medical care, but they have to have that HIPAA language in it now.
Yes.
So that they can.
I used to work in a clinic, and we would have grandparents bringing in the children who needed services for attention deficit problems or learning problems, and they didn't have the proper paperwork, and by law, we could not service them. So it's very important to have those papers in place.
We are talking with Dr. Lisa Jones-Ficker, who is a clinical psychologist at Wayne State University, and she is coordinating the project that is looking into the problems of grandparents raising grandchildren. And if you have questions for Dr. Ficker, you can join with us at 248-557-3300. We'll be back in just a moment to continue the conversation. But underwriting our interesting guest today are the wonderful folks at Wright and Philippus.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright & Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright & Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
And if you're like myself and you don't go online, you can always call Wright & Philippus with their toll-free number, 1-800-482-0222. We are talking with Dr. Lisa Jones-Ficker, and Lisa, you were talking about the problems with grandparents raising the grandchildren, and I imagine one of the problems is that the grandparent feels embarrassment because what kind of a job did she and her husband do raising the kids that all of a sudden they're now taking care of the grandchildren?
Exactly.
Does that happen often?
It happens, definitely. We found that some people are very hesitant to even talk to us about their problems because of embarrassment. So we encourage grandparents to reach out to other grandparents. There are support groups available with people who understand, and you can all support one another in this challenge. of raising grandchildren.
Well, what kind of factors are associated with better emotional or well-being in a grandparent caregiver? How do you make them feel better?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They say that time heals all wounds, and it is true that having been caregiving over a longer period of time, generally we find that grandparents are happier with the situation. At first, it's very difficult, but over time, the children get used to it, and the grandmother and grandfather get used to it. Also, we find that if the grandparents are healthier, that it's a lot easier on them emotionally. So we really encourage the grandparents to take care of themselves. And don't forget to take yourself to the doctor as long as you're taking the kids to the doctor. And be sure to keep up with your own medications and self-care. It's interesting that one question that we've had for grandparents is, does grandparent caregiving make you feel younger? And they say, you know, physically it's really a challenge, but mentally they feel a lot younger.
Takes them back to their days when they were raising their kids.
Yes, and it also stimulates them. The children are asking them all sorts of questions, and they have to help with homework now, and it actually helps them cognitively stay sharp.
Yeah, you got to make up all those bedtime stories.
Right.
I was the one that got that job when I was raising this kid.
Oh, yeah? Is that how
I used to do the bedtime stories. They always got at me.
Well, you could go on for 4 hours if we let you.
Oh, I'm a professional talker.
Were great. They're not a book. He'd make up stuff.
We were talking about the grandparents here, and especially the grandmother. But what about the grandchildren? What kind of research have you been doing about how they turn out?
Well, it's interesting because many studies have found that the young children raised by grandparents are more likely to struggle academically, especially in reading. And we think that there's a number of causes to this. One is that many times living with a grandparent involves switching schools, and different schools can have different standards and different curriculum, and that can be have a child fall behind a bit. And another reason is that grandparents may not be as highly educated as their
children
yeah. had been because of
the next generation. There's a lot of difference in what I learned going to school back in the 30s and 40s and what Rob learned going to school in the 60s and
Absolutely.
70s.
Yeah, nowadays we have third graders learning PowerPoint and word processing, and so it's really changed.
He had math, I had new math. Is there new math now?
Probably.
Well, like I was saying a moment ago, I don't go online. Now, Rob does. He grew up with computers and all that kind of stuff and calculators. We had to do everything with a pencil and paper. You know?
Exactly.
You didn't have any calculators.
Actually, it was my younger brothers who grew up with the computers, and I watched them and said, I don't want to get left behind, so I dove in.
Well, I know all of my kids are very computer literate, and they smile at me, and I say, I don't have time. I don't have time to read, and I'm a reader.
Yeah.
I love to read. Now, what happens with in this situation when you've got the grandparents raising the kids? Does it affect their reading?
Yes, and especially their reading. And so that's why we encourage them, the grandparents, to seek out tutors that the school may have. There's also free tutoring available after school during the school year at the Detroit Public Library. The main branch, and we encourage grandparents to take advantage of those resources. But what's interesting is that by the time the grandchildren are teenagers, they catch up, and that the teens who've been raised by grandparents do not have that challenge anymore. They basically catch up by the time they're teenagers.
Well, that's good to hear. I want to talk to you about those teenagers and the emotional problems and the because teen years are always tough anyway.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Lisa Jones-Ficker from Wayne State University, the Institute of Gerontology. This is Aging Well, and our lines are open. If you have a question for Dr. Ficker, by all means, give us a call at 248-557-3300, and we'll be back to talk about the teenagers and what's happening with them in just a moment after we talk about what happens to the seniors in our audience. And we have a wonderful certified elder law attorney named Jim Schuster.
You have aging parents. You're getting near retirement yourself. you find you're helping your parents more and more with everyday matters. You know the day will come when you have to take over. You will be making doctor's appointments, paying the bills, taking away the keys. You'll be helping them move from your childhood home. This is Jim Schuster, certified elder law attorney. You need legal authority to handle a parent's matters, be they medical or financial or whatever. If you don't have it, you'll have to stand by helpless. They need to get their affairs in order while they can. But they always put it off for later. You need to step up and help them now. One thing is for sure. If you don't do it now while you are thinking of it, it will be too late. Call me, Jim Schuster, certified elder law attorney. If you can't make an appointment for them, ask for my aging parent tip sheet. Call 248-356-3500. That's 248-356-3500.
Thank you, James. Jim Schuster is one of only maybe five or six certified elder law attorneys in the entire state of Michigan. There are all kinds of lawyers practicing elder law, but very few of them are certified, and he's one of the very best. His offices are here in Southfield, and he's a great guy. Now, we're talking with Dr. Ficker about raising grandchildren, and when they become teenagers, this is if you get them at 8 or 9 years old, and then they suddenly 10 years later or 7 or 8 years later, there they are as teenagers. Teenagers are always a problem anyway, as far as I'm concerned. I know my kids all of a sudden got very rebellious, and they wanted to assert their independence, you know, when they got to be about 14 or 15 or someplace in there.
Yes, well, I've seen that in my own kids, too.
What happens with the behavior problems when they become teenagers? Do they get into more trouble?
Yes, actually they do. We find that when they're younger, they tend to have less behavior problems than many other children raised, particularly in single-parent families. If a grandmother is parenting the children alone, the younger kids tend to have less problems than a younger single mother. However, as they become teenagers, they tend to have more problems. And part of that may be due to the fact that some parents actually send their kids to grandma or grandpa to be raised by them because they've become such a problem at home. So there can be multiple causes.
You mean when they're teenagers or when they're young?
When they're even teenagers, they can actually be sent to grandma when they're 14 if they're staying
if they're
out
giving,
late at night and they're
and
starting
giving problems,
to,
yeah,
giving
starting
problems.
To get into troubles.
Right. So grandparents can really they can get it from both sides during teenage years and then late as if they've had children for a long time, it can happen as well. And one thing that we found is that these children tend to have more attention problems, more hyperactivity, and more impulsiveness in their early teen years. And often these problems can be an underlying attention deficit problem, a disorder maybe that hasn't been addressed. And so we really encourage grandparents to utilize mental health resources. And also take parenting classes and learn from other professionals or other parents.
Do they call them parenting classes or do they call them grandparenting classes?
Actually, there's both.
They do have grandparenting classes.
Well, at Wayne we offer them.
Oh.
If they want to call Wayne State at 313-872-7103, that's my phone number, and we actually offer grandparenting classes to the community.
What was that number again?
313-872-7103.
Okay.
And those are free of charge.
Well, if people have questions, I was kind of hoping we'd have all kinds of questions here from our neighbors, because I'm sure that we have a lot of our neighbors who are in this situation and that they would have questions about, you know, all sorts of things. You get specifics. We're kind of glossing over in a general way.
Yeah.
About these problems, but let's get into some specifics. That would be kind of interesting. Tell me, what sort of real problems do you run into? What's the most important thing that happens with this relationship?
Well, one thing that we've found is that the grandparents feel kind of disconnected from the community because they spend so much time parenting they really have been reporting to us that they feel...
they don't have time to volunteer. They don't have time to socialize.
Exactly, and really finding other people in their neighborhood to support them, because they say they can't have their eyes on the children all the time. And so if you know someone in your neighborhood or in your church who is a grandparent raising a grandchild, they are really looking to make connections and friends with people who will help them in their parenting journey and support them.
I can understand that.
Yeah, they're also very much afraid of losing their grandchildren to the streets. Mm-hmm. They talk about that sometimes they feel that there's really a bad influence out there, and so they have to work very hard to get their grandchildren involved in activities, but they don't always have the transportation or other means.
I would imagine that that happens in a very strange way. It just occurred to me that the children have moved maybe out to the suburbs, and they were living out there when perhaps they got divorced or somebody got incarcerated or whatever the reasons for that. And the grandparents are still living in the city.
Yeah.
Because they have their home, they raise their kids there, and they're still living. And, for example, in our town, Detroit, they're living there, and there are some serious problems. I love Detroit, but there are some serious problems there.
Yes.
Now because of this economy, and raising young children is a real problem.
It really is.
Now that reminds me, because the city has changed so dramatically from when I lived in the city for many years,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty much a white city. I was very happy to see that we were getting, integrated.
There was a lot of integration.
Which was beginning in my neighborhood, which I love. That's really what I wanted, integration. That's what I want.
Yes.
But the thing is that now it's mostly black, and if the grandparent is, like I said, an older person who's lived there for years, and they're white, does that have any bearing on the problems that the raising the kids come into?
Well, it's interesting. These problems tend to cross the color barrier. They really are universal. I think that...
Well, it didn't make any difference whether the grandparents and the kids are white or black. They're going to have some these kinds of problems.
Yes, and we really find that the churches are a great refuge.
That'd be a great resource.
All communities. There's many, many grandparents who meet each other in the churches, and we're finding more churches interested in having our parenting classes, or grandparenting classes.
We've been talking a lot about grandma and the children, the grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to know what your research has found in terms of grandpa. For example, if I had to suddenly raise some of my grandchildren, it would be an interesting problem. I don't think I would have any trouble, but I'd like to know what the reactions are, because they would be very different from grandma.
Well, I think it would be, but in all of our outreach, I've only met one single grandfather. There are a few couples, but for the grandfathers, we find that they are very important to the boys in particular, in the family, the grandsons. And in the African American community, some research was conducted which found that when the male influence is very important for school achievement,
mm-hmm.
in black families, that
Absolutely.
Those kids that were excelling had that male role model.
And that's one of the big problems in Detroit particularly, or anywhere where you have families where they're single parent families, and that is usually because the husband is run off somewhere and doesn't want to be a father.
Yeah.
And that leaves poor mom, but with a problem, and that means, now does that carry on back to the grandparent age level? Are there a lot of single women grandparents?
Yes, in fact, about half nationwide are single, but it's higher than that in Detroit. We think
But half of them nationwide are single grandparents.
Yes.
And that's either because grandpa died,
mm-hmm.
because women outlive men.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
So, now, are there how many situations are there where there is a single grandfather? Very many?
No, only about 1%.
Okay. Well,
very small, but they're a very brave and committed bunch. We really appreciate our single grandpas.
We are talking with Dr. Ficker about grandparents raising grandchildren. It's most interesting, and I'll be back to do a little wrap up here in just a moment. But let's talk about people who need a helping hand, and you may be one of them. You can't get out of your home. You're housebound, and you need somebody to take you to the doctor or to take you grocery shopping or do it for you. Those things can be handled by a company called House Calls on Wheels. They provide transportation, grocery shopping. They can run errands for you. They do laundry pickup and delivery. They can bring people in to help you with bathing and grooming. Maybe you need medical help in the home. They can bring in a doctor or a dentist or a nurse or podiatrist, prescription delivery to your home. House Calls on Wheels. They provide both non-medical and medical services in your home. And all those medical services are covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans. In addition, House Calls on Wheels is now offering in-home hairstyling and cutting for as low as $35 for you or a friend. Find out more about it by calling toll-free 1-888-489-8980. That's 1-888-489-8980. And, of course, that's Ike Engelbaum's company. And Ike is the guy that follows our show on Friday mornings, and he'll be here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with the first half hour, SOS, Speaking of Senior Strategies. He's going to have Ed Rotzenberger with some important tips on what seniors must do when they're going out on these hot summer days. That'll be interesting. And Tom Goble, the international real estate consultant, will share some simple techniques to invest in condominiums profitably. And then at 11:30, Ike switches over to the Entrepreneurs Network of Michigan radio show, and master business coach Cedric McSween will give the highlights of his speech that he'll be presenting next Tuesday at the Entrepreneurs Lunch meeting, which is going to be at Max and Irma's restaurant at 14 Mile and Orchard Lake in Farmington Hills at 12 noon. And he'll be talking about how to grow your own business when you have a beer budget, but you want champagne results. That's all going to be tomorrow from 11 to 12. Now, for neighbors, Lisa, for neighbors who may feel that they may be a candidate for taking care of their grandchildren, give us the number that they can call for questions and consultation, and I want to know more, a little bit more, about what's out there for them.
Well,
Is that the same phone number that you gave earlier?
The same phone number that I gave you would be me, and I can put you in touch with many different resources and support groups.
You have resources at Wayne State.
We do. We have a whole outreach program.
So if people are going to be coming into this situation, they should call you. And that number, and you may want to jot it down, is 313-872-7103. All right? Dr. Ficker, this has been delightful. I thank you very much for sharing what must be always a busy day for you.
Thank you.
Good luck in your research and your life program. I like that. Lifey, L-I-F-H-E.
I appreciate your having me on. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day. Aging Well is brought to you by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by Wright and Philippus. And we'll look forward to another get-together next month and more tips on aging well.